This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, there's been a lot of hoopla about, I guess, a parent made a chart on what time should your kids go to bed. Now, when I grew up, we had bedtime, right? I mean, I remember it was like at one time 8 o'clock. Then I guess it moved to 8:30 maybe, and then 9 o'clock. And I remember Dukes of Hazzard was on at 8 o'clock, but it was on a Friday. And so I remember I was like, well, Mom, Dukes of Hazzard's on, you know. And then Dallas was on at 9. I think it was Dukes of Hazzard and then Dallas. I think that was CBS, I forget. So, yeah, I remember, you know, I had to beg my mom to let me stay up, but it was on a Friday night, so I guess it was okay. Well, you know, kids going to bed at a decent time is something that I think we as parents have been really being too light and easy and aloof about. And so I think kids should be going to bed. My kids, they go to bed after I do. I tell them to go to bed. I start telling them to go to bed at 9 o'clock. Time for bed. Like, really? Really, Mom? I'm taller than you. I'm not going to bed. I'm not tired. The other one, I got homework. I can't go to bed now. I got homework. All right, so then 10 o'clock comes around. Time for bed. No, Mom. I still have homework. I'm like, come on. Really? You've been Skyping and Xboxing and, you see, Mom, I'm doing my homework, you see. Like, all right, I see your homework, really. 10:45, 11 o'clock, they're still not in bed. Well, anyway, so I guess a school had decided to post a chart outlining recommended bedtimes for students age 5 through 12. The school's Facebook post went viral. And I guess some parents said, yeah, I do this. Other parents were shocked that some of the bedtimes were as early as 6:45. Okay, here's my thing. When my kids get on my nerve, it's bedtime. As soon as they start fighting, my boys will start to fight. I'm like, all right, bedtime, go to bed. Like, but it's only 5 o'clock, Mom. Yeah, go to bed. So bedtime is whenever I feel like it. Critics called the recommendations absurd, not practical. A 6:45 bedtime. Another person said this is fabulous and would maybe make pediatricians happy. So what did they have on there and what's recommended? Okay, so if your child, it all depends on the wake-up time. If the child has to wake up at 6 a.m. versus 7:30 a.m. So basically, if your 5-year-old is, you know, waking up at 6 a.m., they recommend the kid goes to bed at 6:45 at night the night before to hopefully try to get about 11 hours of sleep. If they have to wake up at 7:30, they could go to bed at 8:15. They're age 6, go to bed at 7 p.m. or 8:30 p.m., depending on a later rise. When they're 7, 7:15. When they're 8 years old, 7:30. 9, 7:30. A 10-year-old could go to bed at 8 p.m. Or if they wake up at 7:30, they could actually stay up till 9:30. Ooh, 9:30. Man, my kids would be laughing at this. My kids' day starts at 9:30 at night. So what does the National Sleep Foundation recommend? They recommend that children age 3 to 5 get 11 to 13 hours of sleep each night. Children age 6 to 13 need 9 to 11 hours of sleep. So technically, the chart that the school made is under the recommended guidelines. Things go viral all the time. You know, I had my period calendar. Nobody liked or shared that. I don't understand this. Some things go viral, some things they don't. But what this does do is it brings up the conversation that our kids are not getting enough sleep. Our kids need to go to bed. Our kids need to get into a habit of not, you know, studying till 2 in the morning and then turning around and waking up at 6. Now, our kids may also have sleep apnea. A study came out earlier this week saying that sleep apnea in kids will hurt their grades. Well, of course. Okay, sleep apnea is where they are not getting enough oxygen in their sleep. There's central sleep apnea or obstructive sleep apnea, depending on whether something is obstructing it or it happens as they sleep. Without obstruction, and when they stop breathing in their sleep, they lose oxygen. And apparently, a researcher out of New Zealand says sleep apnea may interfere with getting a good night's sleep. Therefore, they have a hard time paying attention and difficulty learning the next day. I know a lot of us are like, well, duh. But when a child stops breathing, I don't even give a damn about their grades. That just freaks me out as that, it just scares me. Study looked at the results of more than a dozen individual studies. Couldn't prove cause and effect, but obviously a child with sleep apnea didn't seem to do as well in school. So they reviewed a bunch of studies, you know, with sleep apnea or related disorders in children. Investigators found that children with sleep disordered breathing did worse in language arts, math, and science tests. A large sample of children without sleep disordered breathing achieved an average of 70% score, whereas somebody that had trouble with breathing in their sleep, 59%. So your kid fails. You know, good sleep. I mean, you guys can tell if I got a good night's sleep, okay? If I got a good night's sleep, my show is good. I'm funny. I'm spunky. I'm energetic. But when I don't get a good night's sleep, I'm just tired. You know, I care. I'm just tired. All right, so what does sleep apnea do? Well, if untreated, it could cause high blood pressure, heart attack, obesity, type 2 diabetes. Sleep apnea happens in kids. I think the one thing you guys need to learn now is whatever happens to adults could be right now happening to your kid. I met a patient with that aggressive diabetes I like to call type 3 diabetes. Even though there's not an official type 3 diabetes, it's a diabetes where somebody who was never really diabetic ever all of a sudden becomes diabetic in the last few years, and then their diabetes becomes really, really aggressive. And I met one of those. And, you know, I see their kids running around, and one of the kids looked, you know, like she was suffering, you know, from a little bit of obesity. And I'm like, if I were you, I'd start getting these kids checked. I'd start looking at their sugar levels and cholesterol levels. Yeah, but they're young. Doesn't matter. You start early. Give your kids a blood test. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you can't do that. The kids will freak out. You can't force them to... you know what? When are they going to grow up? I am so tired of mollycoddling these kids. These kids are done being, you know, kitten gloves. They're going to get blood draws if they have diabetes. They're going to be getting poked all the time. Better get used to it now and try not to get the diabetes. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. There's a story that's a viral now about a woman who has a quote-unquote breast on her back. It's not a breast, okay? It's a huge mass, and it, to me, looks like a lipoma, a fatty tumor, but it is the size of a breast. She's a 45-year-old woman who arrived at a Dublin clinic, and doctors did an MRI scan, and they did a biopsy to make sure it wasn't cancer. But it was a benign tumor, it's huge, made up of fat cells. She is now on a waiting list to have it removed. According to the BMJ, the British Medical Journal, they examined the quote-unquote impressive match, and they found that it was firm to the touch, more firm than it was tender. It is pendulous. It is large. It's very, very round. and it's bigger than a double D size breast, but it's a lipoma. The woman said it had been growing for 10 years, but it started growing rapidly in the last three. It's 19 centimeters in length, 6.7 centimeters wide. So an MRI luckily was done, and when they did the biopsy, they found that it was a lipoma. So even though they're saying she could have it removed for cosmetic reasons, I don't like the fact that it grew quicker over the last 3 years. I would say get it out, all right? Something like that bothers me. And when even if it's benign, something benign starts to rise in size or change. I don't like any change. Now, lipomas, these little fatty tumors, they will grow. Okay, you get fat cells that get deposited. I mean, they grow. That's what happens, okay? But anything growing where you could see it grow, or anything growing at all, I would say get it removed. You know, very rarely are lipomas liposarcoma. Very rarely are they cancerous. But I always tell people if you don't like it and it's bothering you, you think it's growing, get it out. They usually occur in people 40 to 60, but I've seen, you know, even, you know, younger people have little baby lipomas. Most of the time, they're about a centimeter. Sometimes they can grow 10 centimeters. We usually just kind of cut them out. They scoop them out. They come out pretty easily, by the way. There was a teenager. She had one. She was 13 years old, and it was the size of a rugby ball, they said. And she had two tumors of a total weight of 6 pounds. I know every time I get on the scale, I'm like, am I sure it's not like, you know, a big fatty tumor that could be taken out? And, you know, they say no. They say, nope, you just got a big tushy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we've been hearing of this new fancy schmancy tea. All right, there's supposed to be a fancy, yummy, antioxidant-full tea. And, you know, I haven't really tried it myself because, again, it's a tea. I don't like to drink tea. But they say it has 10 times more antioxidants than green tea. It's called matcha, a powder made from young green tea leaves. The leaves are placed in shade for 2 to 4 weeks before harvesting. When it's shaded, apparently you up the chlorophyll. When you up the chlorophyll, which is the green component of plants that help convert the carbon dioxide to oxygen and go through that whole photosynthesis process, you up the antioxidant levels, and it completely changes the profile of the plant. That's brilliant. Dr. Marisa Snyder, author of The Matcha Miracle. After they harvest, they steam dry, then grind it with a stone grinder. You are consuming the entirety of the leaf. Matcha has 10 times more antioxidants than green tea, according to Dr. Snyder. Chlorophyll, she says, is detoxified. She calls it the blood of the plant. The tea itself has a taste very similar to green tea. She says a really wonderful mouthfeel, very vegetable type of taste, and it's very savory. Now, I guess matcha comes from Japan. I guess in the past, royalty, Buddhist monks, and the samurai drink it. Samurai would drink it before battle to get hours of sustained energy. It could give 4 to 6 hours without a crash like caffeine could. Wow, sign me up. I know, doesn't that sound good? What a commercial for them. I'm reading this from Fox News. The antioxidants in matcha are 14 times that of wild blueberries and are very beneficial because EGCG can boost heart health, lower cholesterol, prevent cancer, type 2 diabetes, improve concentration. It also contains L-theanine, an amino acid that does help mental alertness. One cup a day is all you need. You just got to whisk it with water that's hot, but you do not boil it because you don't want to ruin the antioxidants. You put in 3 ounces of water, whisk it, do zigzag like an M or a W. It gets all frothy, and it's about like an espresso shot amount of liquid. There, you can have it as a shot. You can have a milk, hot, cold. You can even throw it into a smoothie or on a brownie. So, interesting stuff. You know, I heard people talk about this. I just don't know where you get it. So, if you guys know where you get it, I will definitely try it. Matcha. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, you know, for the sake of science, we got 6 men that are eating like crazy to help us learn more about obesity and diabetes. Okay? A third of American adults are obese. Half of us are diabetic or pre-diabetic. So six brave men have endured a week of major consumption and gained close to 8 pounds as they took in 6,000 calories a day while confined to a room in a Philadelphia hospital ward. It took less than 3 days for investigators to see what they wanted to see. Within days 2 and 3, researchers could detect the onset of insulin resistance, which was more than doubling than their usual. Apparently, these men usually ate 3,000 calories a day. Just doubling it caused insulin resistance within the first day or two. The cause of the men's insulin resistance was because of the sudden onset of gluttony, they said. And they also found a flood of oxygen byproducts that were toxic to nearby cells. There was oxidative stress and collateral damage from that. The GLUT4 transport channel, it's an army of proteins that responds to insulin, kind of rounds up glucose circulating in the blood, transports it into muscle and organs. After a couple days into this, researchers found 38 proteins that are produced in response to oxidative stress and daily samples of the men's fat in urine. So, we are talking about, you know, a lot of us are like, all right, you know what, I only, you know, binge eat every once in a while. I don't eat like that all the time. Well, sometimes when you guys go on vacation, okay, or it's the holiday times, you guys will eat like crap for days. That's what we're talking about, okay? 6,000 calories is pretty easy to do. I'm sure I've done it. So, if these scientists can figure out how quickly diabetes starts to set in, or, you know, what are some of the immediate changes, then maybe they could kind of, you know, figure out the link between obesity and diabetes. Okay? Now, you know, some antioxidant therapies have been suggested, like vitamin C, vitamin E, coenzyme Q10, selenium, and that's supposed to, in some of these studies, allow people that are obese to not, I guess, move into metabolic syndrome or have more metabolic issues. But they also want to figure out how to fortify the GLUT4 transport channel that can also be a part of this whole chain. So you got more sugar in the blood. You got insulin starting to circulate. A lot of times you start to gain more weight. Your fat metabolism is messed up. Your carbohydrate metabolism is messed up. Pancreas now starts to work overtime. Pancreas gets exhausted. It's like, well, what the hell am I doing here? You know, I need to just take a rest. I need to go on my union break. And then people start to get diabetes. So, again, I've told you guys a million times, eat small meals. Eat regularly. Don't gorge. I would rather you eat 2,500 calories a day every day than 1,500 calories a day and then 6,000 on the weekend. But that's what we do. You know, even a lot of diets allow this. A lot of diets allow cheat days. So you have to be good all week long, and then you get to cheat on the weekend. Now, I got to tell you, diets like that help people stay and stick to it. You know, if I'm good all week, then I feel like it makes up for the weekend. No pain, no gain. I mean, we've been doing this ever since we were young. All right, if I'm going to go out to dinner, I'm just going to have a salad for lunch. Okay, I'm going to kind of behave myself to lower the calorie intake. And I got to be honest, overall, you start to lower your calorie intake and you overall watch yourself. In the long run, you'll do fine. But I think with something like this, we learn don't gorge. Same thing with alcohol. Many of you guys are like, look, I just drink on the weekends. I don't drink during the week. Well, that may be a problem. Maybe a little bit of alcohol throughout the week is a lot safer than you having nothing and then drinking like a fish on the weekend. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Who's on the line? All right, guys. We'll be here back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLI. Thank you guys for tuning in. Sorry, we're having some issues with the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLI. But Don should be on the case, so go ahead and call in. 1-877-362-3254. A lot of panic about the health insurance rates going up. Apparently, a lot of the exchanges are going to be opening their open enrollment as we're coming into the fall. And we are hearing some double-digit increases being under review. For example, we're looking at the Illinois Times. They say at least 14 plans on the Illinois Health Insurance Exchange could see double-digit rate hikes next year, some in excess of 30%. All right? Now, the Obamacare Act has allowed federal and state governments the power to review the rate increases. But from what we've seen, many of these insurance companies are allowed to do it. When they show their profit to loss or whatever books they need to show and whatever numbers, all right, unfortunately, they are being granted their rate hike. All right, so back in 2010, the reform was supposed to create these exchanges and allow a marketplace for people to buy insurance cheaply, which, as we all see, it was kind of a big crock, but we'll go there. Illinois, for example, did not create a state-run insurance exchange. They used the marketplace created by the federal government. Insurance companies have to justify to the feds that the premium rate increases if they're going to be greater than 10%. Why? Now, in Illinois, the State Department of Insurance will review rate increases of more than 10%. But DOI spokeswoman Alessandra Calderon says the agency does not have the authority to actually deny them. They could review them, but they can't deny them. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid has the power to exclude an insurance company from offering the plan on the exchange, but only if it's not a price thing. It's if the insurer plan does not meet the basic standards of coverage, physical, mammogram, birth control, etc. They say the Department of Insurance approved a 79% rate increase request in 2013 from Humana, one of its plans on the exchange. Federal CMS did not exclude Humana from the exchange. Humana has received approval of a double-digit rate increase 11 times in Illinois since 2013. And this is an article coming out of Illinois. I mean, I don't have all the data from all the other states. But, what are the justifications? Okay? Well, new taxes, fees that Obamacare imposed, rising medical care costs. Blue Cross Blue Shield, they say, justified a 38% increase for the 2016 plan year by saying the main driver of the increase in the proposed rates is that the actual claims experience of the members in these individual Affordable Health Care Act metallic policies is significantly higher than expected. So, you know, one thing that was predicted with these health exchange policies is once somebody that didn't have insurance would now start using their insurance. Okay, that's a good thing. And, you know, we doctors like that. We're like, good, let people use their insurance. But from a economic standpoint, you have somebody that hasn't gone to the doctor in years, and they're paying, let's say, $250 a month if they're that lucky to have a rate that low. I'm envious that they have a rate that low because mine is four times that. But anyway, they all of a sudden, you know, the doctor's like, wait a second, you got high cholesterol. You got diabetes. Let me do an EKG on you. Whoa, you have obviously an issue with the heart. Now they start to have care that comes in way more expensive than $250 a month. So, it's frustrating. It's extremely frustrating. Also, a lot of people, they were going to hospitals. They were using ERs. Many of them were paying their bills, their high deductibles. Now people are like, okay, well, I'll go to the doctor. I get my free physical. Then they go and they get their quote-unquote free physical, and that's when we found a lot of the rates and a lot of the expenditures. Now, Maryland, they say the prices to jump for most popular health plans on the Maryland Insurance Exchange. And again, this is probably true for most of the states. All right? 26% average increase in monthly premiums for the Care First plans. These cover three-quarters of the state residents who have bought insurance under the federal care law. Healthcare law, the price jump is scheduled for January, and it's among rate changes that the state's insurance regulators have approved for plans sold to individual families and small businesses. The increases were announced Friday by the state insurance commissioner, Alfred Redmer Jr. Maryland is the latest state to disclose premiums in 2016, in time for the third annual open enrollment period for buying plans on the exchanges created by the ACA, and their open enrollment begins November 1. So, all right, what does this mean for you and me? Well, I mean, whatever your insurance rate is, okay, don't kick back and budget next year based on what you're paying now. 26% increase, 39% increases. These, it's not just double digit. This is triple a double digit. This is ridiculous. And these health insurance, and I understand things are expensive. I get it. I know exactly why the insurers are charging it. All right, because I see what they pay. I see what the patients are paying. If they're waiting for government subsidies to be paid back and they're not getting them, I mean, that's a big issue. Okay, a lot of these subsidies that the government is subsidizing, it's supposed to come back to the insurance company. Well, if the government is not paying on 100% of the claims to these health insurers, they got to make it up by making sure that whoever they are getting paid on, they're making more money. I mean, and how could you blame them? Okay, everybody needs to get paid for their services. Everybody needs to make a profit. Now, we don't know how much of a profit they need to make. That's always in debate. Okay, some of us think they make too much debates. But it, you know, we have a system that is so inflated, so vulnerable, so haphazard. I think any economist or I think a kindergartner that understands basic economics would look at the way we do our healthcare system and insurance and doctors' payments and patient copays, etc., and think that we are just wasting billions of dollars per day. So what do? Well, you know, technically your insurance that you're buying, if you're spending like what I'm spending, it's a loss. Okay? I mean, anybody in economics would say, Dahlia, don't be buying the health insurance. You are losing so much money, you're not getting your gain. It's a bust. Don't do it. But we're all worried about, God forbid, something big happening. We're all worried about the car accident. Well, if you're worried about a car accident, maybe get MedPay. Okay? You know, you could get medical coverage on the car accident. Even if the accident is your fault. That may not be a bad idea. Now, I'm not saying not have insurance. But realize that from an economic standpoint, what you are doing and what you are paying is not giving you the value. You're not getting the value of what you're paying for. Okay? You're not. And now it's going up. And the only way to really drive prices back down is to have less demand. Whenever there's high demand, low supply, prices go up. But if there's less demand and people are like, the hell with this, I'm not paying that. I'm going to find a doctor that charges cash, and then I'll work out my hospital bills when I can. And, you know, for those of you that, you know, are dealing with cancer treatment or whatever, you can't. You got to get good coverage. You got to get health insurance. But for some of you guys that never go to the doctor, I understand that the government is threatening you guys with penalties. I get that. But, I mean, you know, it's going to take us to fix this. Okay? I mean, I don't know what the answer is. I think the idea of insurance is ridiculous. If a doctor wants you to pay them $25, just pay them $25. Why does the doctor have to charge $150 for the insurance company to knock it back down to $25 for you when you're paying the insurance company for that to happen? I don't know. We need middlemen, I guess. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I have a couple emails. One wants to know, how do you get your kids to eat right? We've been talking about pre-diabetes. She wants to know how to get the kids to listen to her. Apparently, this mom is at her wit's end. I don't blame her. Another one of you wants to know which of the Republican presidential candidates do I favor for fixing our healthcare system. About the mom with the child that doesn't eat right, here's the thing, guys. When I was growing up, my mom would just serve me food on a plate, and that was it. If I didn't eat, I didn't eat. Okay? And if I didn't eat, I'd get in trouble. You ate what she served you. You ate the vegetables first. Dessert was a rarity that week. Meat was even a rarity. But you didn't have a choice. Remember we talked about dictatorships? Sometimes, you know, we got to kind of change things around. You know, we've let everybody take a vote. I do that. Me and my husband are like, what do you guys want to eat? Who wants to go to Flaming Fajitas? Woohoo! Yay! Rucapoo! Yay! Who wants to go to Chili's? Oh, come on! Oh, my gosh! No way! In my household, it was, we're having cauliflower, we're having broccoli, I made some sort of a meatloaf. Oh, gosh, no. What'd you say? Nothing, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the eats. Thank you. Thank you. I'll eat it, and thank you. You better eat it. And that's just the way it was. So your kid's not wanting to eat healthy. Tough. Okay? When you sit down to dinner, and hopefully you're sitting down to dinner at home, you serve them the salad. Okay? I'll serve you guys the rest of your meal after the salad. Well, you know, they sit there and they gripe and they complain and they pretend like they're throwing up. Well, they're fine and they don't get the rest of the food. After a couple days, they're going to figure it out. All right? Oh, that's child abuse. You know, somebody's going to call Child Protective Services. Really? You fed them a bowl full of vegetables. You're really? If Child Protective Services has a problem with that, I would like to talk to them. My guess is they'll give you a pat on the back and they'll say, bravo. Okay, come over to my house and make my kid do the same. You got a parent, guys. You're not parenting. You know, my kids are fortunate enough where they each have their own bedroom. I would have never thought in my wildest dream that I would have my own bedroom. There were a couple years when my parents had a couple good years, and I remember having my own room, even though I was taking care of my little younger brother at the time, so I kind of, you know, was always in his little nursery area. But for the most part, no, I shared a room. At times we even shared a mattress. But my kids have their own room. And last night, both of them were in their room with the door closed. So when I was calling them, no answer. I was furious. I was like, Stone! Brock! No answer. Stone! No answer. Brock! Huh? What, Mom? Open the damn door! I need privacy. What are you doing in there? Homework. You're not doing homework. Open the damn door. They were just playing video games. Listen, they need privacy, they need privacy. But when it's video game, you can hear the video game in the background. Now these kids, they have these Beats or they have these earphones. So we can't hear the video game. Or we can't hear the Skype conversation. I'm not stupid, guys. Door stays open till you go to sleep at night. So you got a parent. You have to. And I'm no expert in parenting. I let my kids I let them get away with so much. You know, but I got to tell you, man, I'm learning a lot from my kids' football coaches. One of my kids, you know, kind of is feeling a little bit under the weather. I don't think he's sick, but he's just feeling a little bit crappy. So I don't know, maybe he's starting to get sick. So I'm like, do you want to, like, skip practice today? No. Oh, no, because they're going to make me run or they're going to make me do it. You skip practice, you have to do more. And it's kind of interesting because I feel that way with work. If I decide to take a day off work, I really suffer for it the day coming back. And so I don't really jump to take time off because it's easier to just go to work than to skip that day and then have to do all the catch up the day after I get back. So, good for these coaches. I think I'm going to maybe, you know, contract out the coaches to help teach me how to deal with my kids. So, your kids don't want to eat. Tough. Okay? They can pick the vegetable. You could drag them to the produce section and they can pick the vegetable. Now, don't just, a lot of them will just take the carrots. They got to get some green in there. All right? But let them, okay? You know, they each get to pick the vegetable, but a vegetable has to be every night served. We're supposed to be eating 5 to 9 fruits and vegetable servings a day. So, trying to get them to eat one serving of vegetables at dinner time, come on. Okay? And then no Coca-Cola. No soda pop for dinner. No, they can have juice. I don't care if it's V8, orange juice, or water. They can have that. Or they can have some milk. They need to get their milk in them. They need to get their calcium, maybe some low-fat or non-fat. All right? And if they do good with dinner, and if they make it through and they eat the fish. Are you guys serving your kids fish? Oh, Dahlia, baby steps, please. Baby steps. Feed them fish. Then if they want to have a little tiny bitty bitty bit of dessert or little baby treats, maybe you could do that in the beginning. But then later make the treats healthy. I love non-fat Cool Whip on fruit. You know, maybe some low-fat, you know, kind of sponge cake. Maybe something fibrous-y down there. Mix it all up. Throw a little, I don't know, chocolate syrup. Make it yummy. There's things you can do to make a treat, but they don't even get that at all until they eat their vegetables and their fish. And you got to start mandating it. And you got to teach them. And if they don't want to do it, show them pictures of cancer. Show them pictures of obesity. All right? Just show them. Okay? And and if not, they could, you know, come around my clinic every once in a while. And I'll show them what happens when they don't eat right. And so it's, you know, another thing that I would also recommend you do, one thing that got my kids to start eating better is when they started to work out more. All right? Take the kids to the gym. Something about going to the gym where you're like, okay, you know what, man? I'm going to have some vegetables. I'm going to have a smoothie now. You just get pumped up. Maybe start taking the kids to the gym and see if they start to eat better. Okay? Now, some kids will say, well, you know what? I worked out so we could go have, you know, a triple cheeseburger. No, no, no. Okay, next question. Which of the Republican presidential candidates would be the best for the healthcare reform? My answer to that right now is I have no idea. You know, I mean, I'm excited about Dr. Ben Carson. I'm excited about Scott Walker. But I'm also excited about Ted Cruz. I think even Donald Trump. I think any of them that got into office would be making some movement towards the right direction. But not one of them has come up with an exact plan. Why? Because you can't. And if anybody pretended that they had a plan already down to the line items, they would be full of it. And so I'm pretty impressed with our candidates that they haven't lied to us. Okay, right now the best they could do is say they're going to repeal Obamacare and they're going to try to improve a capitalistic tendency towards competition between insurance companies to try to drive prices down. I mean, they're going in the right direction with it. But right now we have no idea how to deal with this monster. It is so bad. In my neck of the woods, I'm hearing a couple of the insurance companies are dropping more providers in an attempt to, you know, try to stay afloat. You know, and I know a lot of you guys don't want to, you know, feel sorry for insurance companies, but, you know, these insurance companies, they still need to take care of us. They still need to be able to make a profit. If they don't, they go under. So, you know, the Affordable Health Care Act could fine them, could limit their profits. They could, you know, tell them to pay for this and that. If they don't make a profit, they're closing their doors. So we will lose no matter what. So I am very interested to see what happens in the next few presidential debates. We got one coming on CNN next week. Then I think we have another in Las Vegas. That's the Democratic. Oh, we have the Republican debate, and then we got a Democratic debate. I want to hear what the candidates say, but honestly, whatever they say, you know, while they campaign doesn't mean much. Remember the Obama doctrine, you could keep your doctor? I don't believe any politicians right now. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold.
By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.